Last week, we introduced part one of the Works Glebe story, a creative hub to encourage practitioners to design, create and exhibit their works to the general public. Jason LeQuire talks with a number of entrepreneurs who were there.
Last week, we spoke to Chris Spann, founder of the Works Glebe, about the space and the purpose of the co-working model. This week, we're having a chat with some of the businesses that operate out of the Works. If you're a musician living in New South Wales, you may be familiar with an organization appropriately known as Music New South Wales. They're a peak body organization set up to represent, promote, and develop the contemporary music industry in New South Wales. I interrupt their executive producer, Hannah Crofts, to explain to me a little bit about what they're doing there. What is Music New South Wales?
Music New South Wales, I love it because it's like in front of my boss, so I have to be good at explaining who we are.
We do a lot of workshops and a lot of panels, and we would like to think that we're a hub for people to come for information and help, really, within New South Wales.
The small team at Music New South Wales consists of Hannah and Emily Collins, their executive officer. Together, they occupy an area in the back of the open plan office on the third floor at the Works. Their office is semi-separated by a clear divider from a larger room.
So I'm just putting together, we're doing 10 workshops for the rest of the year, so those workshops can be catered for beginners or people who have been in the music industry a long time. Or, you know, so we try and do a lot of different things, yeah. We've got 4 masterclasses coming up in 2 weeks, which is really exciting.
Cool.
The organization is currently hosting a workshop series called Women in Electronic Music. The workshop is aimed at highlighting and supporting women in electronic music production in order to address the gender parity in the industry. Both Hannah and Emily seem quite at home in their corner office. They sit facing each other on twin Macs, occasionally making jokes and sharing lunches. I wonder how they make working look so effortless and fun.
It's very different. I did 3 years in music management, and in music management I worked 24 hours a day. I was on call, pretty much, and I was on tour, and there wasn't a high level of, you know, you don't look after yourself necessarily because you're putting the artists first and the work first, which at Music New South Wales with M has been a total revelation and a total change, because I work 4 days a week and we cook soup for each other and we make sure we're sleeping and, you know, which I think is really important. You can't be in the music industry without having good mental health because you can't do your job.
Hannah herself is an emerging force in the music industry as a member of the Sydney folk band All Our Exes Live in Texas. She's been a day manager, tour manager, and social media coordinator for artists such as Lady Hawk, Jen Wigmore, and Twin Fires. A group of people has gathered around bar stools and round tables in the back of the warehouse area. They're discussing logistics over plastic containers filled with Thai takeaway. I've interrupted their lunch meeting, but they don't seem to be bothered by me in my microphone. This is the crew from Sendal, a parcel delivery startup that operates out of the Works. I managed to pull Imogen Baxter, Sendal's head of business development, aside to explain what they're doing.
The delivery service really hasn't changed in 500 years. It started off with, you know, one person and I think it was one person with a horse and cart, and now it's more like one person with a van. And technology has this, particularly over the internet, has this amazing ability to unlock and totally reimagine existing industries, like Uber has done with taxis or like Airbnb has done with hotels, Sendal's doing with delivery.
The company utilizes existing couriers to offer door-to-door parcel delivery for customers and small businesses. The company's former venture, TwinShare, was an online platform for people to swap and sell unwanted items. The idea was met with enthusiasm and the number of members grew to 50,000. But members who wanted to send items to each other were faced with the uncertainties of shipping costs and the availability of post offices. The idea for Sendal arose from this logistics problem. How to address the stress and confusion of parcel delivery as a small business. Imogen refers to the counterintuitive steps in a consumer experience as pain points.
Sure, so pain point is really a point of friction. So it's kind of a design term, I suppose. It basically means that you're really solving a real problem. So anytime you use a service, anytime you think, you know, you have to question, I actually don't know what I'm supposed to do next, or, you know, this is actually making it really difficult for me. That's really a pain point. So I don't know if you've ever used Airbnb, but often, you know, the first time I looked at Airbnb, I accidentally ended up listing my apartment because it was so simple to do. We got to the end and I thought, I've just listed my apartment.
And you wanted to stay somewhere.
Right, exactly. I was looking, I was going on a holiday, but I just thought, you know, Airbnb, what they have done is address all the pain points in listing your apartment. They've made it so simple. Mm. And really that's what Sender was doing around. It's really hard to send a parcel as a small business or even as a consumer. And we accidentally solved it in TwoShare, and now it's like its own thing.
Sendal manages to operate within the ecosystem of the works, meeting in the caravan, holding presentations in the cafe, and contacting couriers from the shared office.
Sendal has been in three separate offices in our lifetime. Firstly as TwoShare, but now as Sendal. And we've kind of experienced three separate co-working experiences, all of which have been collaborative, but none of which to the extent that the works is so collaborative. The range of businesses that are here includes like not-for-profits. So we all have a different approach to working, which is really smart. And the people it attracts tend to be super creative.
The Works Glebe offers a place to work with creative, resourceful, idealist, and its triple-layered warehouse. They're drawing thinkers, doers, and makers who are looking for a little inspiration or a bit of collaboration. For more information on The Works, check out their Facebook page or pay them a visit on Glebe Point Road.
Jason LaQuia ending his two-part story on The Works in Glebe, the creative hub of the Inner West.